Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is spinning right now, like I know a lot of yours are, with so much news and information to cover. And we're going to attempt to go over every level of it. But there are obviously huge breaking news stories about Obama and secret deals with Iran. We've also got Obama not waiting on legislation. I've got a pen and I can use it to sign executive orders. Very serious situation. We're going to be playing that video clip coming up as the world just gets crazier and crazier. Obviously, now the Federal Reserve is openly talking about hyperinflation being a good thing. That's the decision they've made to go with that while depressing the real economy, adding the icing of serious inflation. So you get the worst of both worlds. We're going to be looking at that. Also, the Kelly Thomas verdict. Cops now have license to murder. That story's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the son of a retired police officer who said he's ashamed that he was ever a police officer, who is schizophrenic and had no criminal record for anything serious. And they tell him to get up and, you know, move and tell them who they are. And then they say, if you don't, we're going to hurt you real bad. And then they pin him down, eight cops, and kill him. And, you know, this is a 14-minute video, and I'm not going to play the whole thing today, but I just asked one of my crew to condense it down. We've got a four-minute clip of it, but just to show the beginning of the encounter, then what it goes through, then beating him in the head with flashlights till his whole face caved in. A jury has found that he died of a unknown heart condition 4 days after being in a coma at the hospital. And, of course, when you look at the two so-called police officers, they look like they could be Hollywood stars to play like evil minions of a goblin or something. If you look at the two police officers who were tried. And the jury, I think, is out of fear and out of a spirit of toadying, found them not guilty. And it's a very, very dangerous type precedent when it's all on video. And before the video got released, the police lied about what had happened. And this guy, I mean, is obviously being slowly tortured to death. And you've got up to eight cops sitting on him or taking turns, holding down each leg while they beat his head in. And keep saying, don't resist, don't resist. And then we had that article yesterday that I'm going to get back into, where a future cop says protesters should be exterminated in gas chambers. Anyone filming police should be killed and exterminated in gas chambers. Now the person is claiming that a friend used his Facebook account while at his home to post the threatening message. First they said it was a hack, and the police distanced themselves from him, and now he's saying that. Look, whatever. The point is that we don't want a standing army of people looking for an excuse to use too much force and kill people. And let me tell you how history works. If the police keep acting like we're in foreign enemy and keep engaging in activity like this, the public is going to start treating you like an enemy. You have record low numbers of police being killed, by the way, with firearms right now. But there's this illusion by police that the public's out to get them. That's coming up as well. Huge news on the Fukushima front, Google front, John Kerry front. There is just so much going on. Hey, what about Defense Secretary Bloomberg? How's that sound? Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live Tuesday edition, already the 14th day of January 2014. There is so much to cover today, but looking at literally hundreds of news articles every single day, you see trends in the news. And all over the country, police are beating people up when they're off duty for no reason. They're shooting people in movie theaters who they get in arguments with. They're putting guns to people's heads for fun. They are killing their wives. It's getting bad because you take a bunch of soldiers, you teach them the public's their enemy, you militarize them, you put them on a bunch of steroids, you give them instinctive killing training, they're going to start killing people. And we've got a whole stack of news on that front that we're going to be going over in the third hour today. I'm going to spend some time giving you the jury's verdict when they found the police that clearly beat Kelly Thomas to death out in California, and how the family and others responded, and then how that ties into Police officer puts gun to boy's throat in McDonald's drive-thru. And other reports, man shot dead at movies after texting by a cop who was there watching the movie. The list goes on and on. And I'm not saying the average police officer is somebody that wants to kill innocent people. What I am saying is the government itself is more and more above the law on warrantless spying, NSA garbage, persecution of the press, no-bid contracts, the court rulings that the Supreme Court ruled, we're going to cover this, that Monsanto can contaminate your field, your canola field that they're next door to, and that they can then send their agents, usually retired police or FBI, onto your property without a warrant to pull up 100 of your plants and then go test them. And a plant doesn't have one mommy and one daddy. It can be less than 1% Monsanto genetics, meaning their pollen blows across, it gets in there, and then any of their genetics is in there. By the way, over 98% of world corn varieties, last time I checked, and there's, by the way, thousands of them, ancient varieties. Mexico is probably where corn came from, the first cultivation. They've got several thousand varieties down there. They are all, 98% are infected, basically all of them. So you've got a multi-thousand-year-old corn variety. It's totally natural, but corn pollen blows through the atmosphere, like juniper pollen, you name it. It can blow thousands of miles. It goes into your plant. The Supreme Court ruled your property, everything is Monsanto's. This would be like if I patented my dog's droppings, and then I went and I put them on your living room table, and then I come in your house without a warrant, photograph the dog droppings on your dining table, and then I go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, your house now belongs to Alex Jones because he went in your house and put dog droppings on your table. That is actually what this ruling says. That is the magnitude of the criminality. And so you're going to see that manifestation roll downhill. You're going to see the police, the bureaucrats, the government, totally above the law, total mafia. This is how tyrannies work. If you're going to want to get a zoning authorization, you're going to have to pay off the zoning inspectors, big time. And maybe they don't want money. Maybe they want your wife. You want to be in the theater? You're a great actress. You're going to have to service the local political officer, the local commissar. That's on record. That's how it works everywhere. Watch the true story, The Lives of Others, about the Stasi in East Germany. This is what it is to be a slave. And I've just got stacks of news here. The point is, it's overwhelming. It's totally and completely overwhelming. They said it's key that youth sign on to Obamacare to make it fly. That means they need to con them into paying exorbitant prices for the services to keep the Ponzi scheme going. Iran's leader says they've had a great victory with their nuke deal on the West. Israel is freaking out. Obama supporter leading IRS probe visited the White House for 7 hours. So you have the supposed whitewasher investigator hanging out in private meetings with El Jefe. Isn't that just nice? So continuing here, we're going to continue looking at Obama nominates cop killer advocate to head DOJ Civil Rights Division. And I've studied the case of Abu Jamal. And I think he's rightfully in prison. But everybody gets into this cause celeb case on both sides. The bottom line is, it's like that Homeland Security head for procuring armaments said they're going to have a race war and kill all the whites and finally got fired after 6 months of pressure. This is the type of people they're putting in the DOJ is what I want to point out. All of you right-wingers that worship the police and think they can do no wrong, what's going to happen when they've got all the Marxist and socialist in charge, like they've got with Eric Holder, who is an anti-American terrorist, basically. You see, that's why you got to keep checks and balances on the government, just like with liberals. You love Obama spying and persecuting the Tea Party right now, and Christian groups with the NSA and the IRS, What's going to happen when a Republican gets in, bozo? What's the old nursery rhyme? Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean. So between the two, they lick the platter clean. You all get into party politics, and there are some differences there in things, but in the final equation, the same special interests are funding both sides where they get the outcome they want either way. House Republicans introduced resolution to impeach Attorney General Holder. Notice that happened last year in November, now 2 months ago. No one ever really covered that. I mean, it got a little bit of coverage, but not the coverage it should have. That bill should have been passed. He should be impeached for all the different things, where he takes all this lobbyist money, where the Fast and Furious, all of it. And it's only going to get worse. And, you know, my motto here is equal justice to all. Justice is blind, or you get a tyranny. And that's how it works. So when you don't get a conviction and the DA over in L.A. literally put his head in his hand and freaked out when they didn't convict these two so-called cops that beat this poor man to death, they tell him, we're going to hurt you. And they're sitting there flipping their billy clubs, and then they start beating him, and then he's begging him, and he begs and only encourages him, and they kill him. And the jury, when you look at these two cops, I mean, if I was going to have central casting for total low-level killer thugs, if I was a Hollywood producer, I would hire these guys. These guys have a future in Hollywood if they want to play the part of just absolute bully little wimps. I mean, you look at them. They're little. They're weak. They're fat. And I'm not putting down little fat people. I'm a little overweight. The point is that you're not little and fat trying to go beat people up. There's nothing like a pack of wimps. Like, if I see really big, mean-looking cops, I think, oh, they're probably not going to cause a problem. For whatever reason, people that are powerful don't want to abuse their power, usually. Just that's the way it works. They're confident. They have too much pride. When I see a pack of weak-looking, socialist-style cops, I mean, I get concerned. I get really, really, really concerned when I see a pack of little, short-armed, short-legged wimps that are trying to act tough and trying to act evil. I immediately go, whoa, that's dangerous right there. Just like when I pull up at the gas station and see like five or six gangbanger thugs. I don't care if they're white meth heads or Mexican thugs or whatever they are, black thugs, doesn't matter, they're all the same. And you look at them, and it's the fact that they do look weak and stupid is why they're dangerous. They're dumb enough to kill you over nothing. And you see scum, you see trash, you know trash when you see it. And I look at these cops, and I look at the way they act and the way they behave. Find some photos of the cops. Just type in police officers charged in Kelly death, and you'll be able to find it. And later I'm going to put some videos together and stuff and cover this in the third hour and kind of go over it. But that's the issue here. By the way, you see this case right here? This is out of Business Insider. Confirmed, the DEA struck a deal with Mexico's most notorious drug cartel. And, of course, I followed this case in the federal courts, the actual documents. The drug cartel members that got arrested went into court and said, we work for the FBI and the CIA. We traffic the narcotics into the big banks. Let us go, or we're going to release all this info. And the FBI came in and confirmed with the judge, yes, national security sealed the court proceedings. That's all this is. With this drug kingpin, El Vicentillo, is that how you pronounce that? An investigation by El Universal found that between the years 2000 and 2012, the U.S. government had an arrangement with Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel that allowed the organization to smuggle billions of dollars of drugs while Sinaloa provided information on rival cartels. This was the CIA-backed cartel trying to wipe out its competition. No, El Universal didn't break this. Infowars.com wrote probably 25, 30 articles on this in the last 4 years, detailing everything right out of the federal docket. So we should re-flashback our articles on that subject and just point out that we told you this, we broke this, we exposed this. But now there it is. There it is. And because we exposed it and the El Paso Times, they were involved as well, But their investigation was full scale, so no one's going to give it attention. That the government is running the drug cartels. We'll be right back.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Places to do business in the world. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting that we're not even in the top 10. And that's what globalism is. Can you imagine how valuable it was, the special corporate interest with NAFTA, GATT, and then all these other globalist deals, to sell off American infrastructure and to make deals with communist China and countless other authoritarian regimes to move our main production offshore? That was the first looting and the sellout of the country, and replacing it is paramilitary police, giant prisons that are basically the modern gulags. And by every metric, we are transferring ourselves from a free country to a very serious tyranny. And once you start falling on the list of free countries, we're also very low on the list of free countries now in major university studies. In fact, I think it was last year, a major university listed us the seventh most tyrannical government in the world. If you look at a whole bunch of different benchmarks, seventh most tyrannical government in the world. Saw that study last year. And we're definitely the most unhealthy in the world now after the Russians. They're a close first or second. No one really knows. It's by a nose. And we are under globalism, which is the modern name of Bolshevik revolution funded by the Rothschilds and others. And if you like tyranny, we'll get ready for more. Now, I said I'd mention this in the next hour, but if you're a TV viewer, I want to just show folks the photo. We did find it now of the two police officers that were charged with killing the homeless man in California. And the jury found them not guilty. And everybody's pretty freaked out because they kill him over really 20 minutes. We're going to play some of that audio and video in the next hour, condensed down to just him begging for his life and to them striking him over and over again as they sit on his arms and legs and feet, and finally crushing his windpipe to shut him up, begging for air. And I guess they did give him mercy after a while. And this is a police officer's son. And that's what I've always said before this case even happened. Fate has a strange way of working. Police that do stuff like this, when you claim that you're in an honorable position and you abuse innocent people and you're a sadist, you better be a full sadist. Because your wives, your daughters, your sons are going to die of cancer early. They're going to die in car wrecks. And they're going to be killed by cops and other criminals. I mean, it's real, folks. You don't have to wait for judgment when you die. You get judged twice. And that's what God-fearing is. I don't want to do anything bad. A, I have a conscience and it doesn't feel good. B, when I even think about doing something bad to somebody who's done me wrong, I go, no, I don't want that coming back on me. I just let them do what they're going to do. I take the high road unless I'm cornered and have to defend myself. And then I do it as morally as I can. And my life has just gotten better and better since I fully embraced that. And I've always embraced that. But I've fully embraced forgiving my enemies. I have fully embraced understanding psychology. I have fully embraced understanding this. But you look at the photo of these cops that are going to go free now. And I'm telling you. You look in their eyes, and I remember watching them in the courthouse and in some of the court proceedings that were on television. They didn't have the whole trial televised, but, I mean, you look at those eyes and you look at those faces. Those are Arrested Development men who feel incredibly weak inside and who, in a group of eight people, want to find some weak homeless guy who doesn't even resist them and who panics out of fear. I mean, I'd run, too, if I saw a bunch of these cops walking up, flipping their nightsticks, and I'm sitting there in the cold doing nothing wrong. And it turned out he hadn't messed with cars. He had never stolen anything. He was a schizophrenic guy living on the street. And he was mentally ill, and he ran, and they killed him. And I'm telling you, police, if you don't decry this type of activity, if you don't cover this type of activity, if you don't go over this type of activity, if you don't say it's wrong, you're going to bring all this down on you and us. Just like it's now 56 million babies that have been aborted since 73. I keep saying 52 million. That's an old number. 56 million babies have been chopped up, plus. And we say they're not human. Well, now the government's going to say we're not human. You understand that? If we have no humanity, we go to living Hades. We'll be right back with huge amounts of news. Stay with us. You have found the New World Order Zone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Cowards and bullies should not be allowed to join the military or any police force. And historically, systems that were healthy knew how to identify scum and didn't want them around them, because they will discredit the entire organization. Instead, most police departments in this country that are large are run by large gangs of cowards and scum and people that really enjoy abusing innocents and who are on power trips. Large gangs of trash have gotten control and are now recruiting more trash, and that's how you see the rot of a civilization. That's how you see societies convert from free societies to extremely nasty, rotten societies. And I'm done talking about that. In the third hour today, I do intend on playing about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes of audio and video, audio for radio listeners, video for TV viewers, of the 20-minute torture beating that this particular individual went through, and he's now been found, the police have now been found not guilty in the Kelly Thomas verdict. Cops now have license to murder. That's the prisonplanet.com, infowars.com headlined article. This is carte blanche to police officers to do whatever they want, is the quote. by some of the family and others. We're going to be going over that because it's so important. And then I'm going to open the phones up for police officers to call in. I don't care if you're retired or current, and to give us your take on this situation. Because if they get you in a total gang mentality where you can never say the police are wrong, cover your hind ends, our journey into absolute despotism and all that comes with it will be complete. We've got a lot of videos and audio we're going to be airing today. We have a new Mark Dice video that was on DrudgeReport.com last night. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Californians signed petition to allow soldiers to commandeer anyone's home or quarter troops. Brutal anti-Agenda 21 riots in neighborhood in Spain where they're bringing in all the carbon taxes to fully break the economy. Then again, we have Kelly Thomas video coming up, beaten to death by the police. Police officer puts gun to boy's throat in McDonald's drive-thru. We're going to do that in the third hour, you know, again, tying it into this mania. And we're also going to get into the new supercomputers that can map the human brain and all the activities taking place in the brain. But, you know, for me, really the big news of the day is the fact that Business Insider links to a major Mexican newspaper, El Universal. And, of course, really the newspaper down in South Texas, the El Paso Times, off of Infowars.com articles, did the research and found that of the five big drug cartels in Mexico, three of them are run by large U.S. global banks and the CIA and the FBI, and that they ship the drugs in and distribute them, and then even have deals to bust drug dealers five, six levels down. Of course, the drug dealer on the street doesn't even know the drugs were flown in on gold on major bank aircraft like Wachovia or Wells Fargo. In a two-year period, they flew in $378 million, according to Bloomberg articles. So this is all out there. It's just that this illustrates how the whole thing works. And, again, when you're dumb enough to use drugs because people give them to you in high school, and then 5 years later you're a prostitute on the street to get your cocaine or heroin, all of that money gets laundered back through the banks, and so your daughter becomes a prostitute, you become a robber, I guess, that breaks in houses to get drugs, or people that are on drugs, you know, rob those they work for, and it just creates a total criminal culture. The drugs would be incredibly inexpensive and seen as the blight they are if Hollywood didn't make them sexy and if there wasn't big profits in them because of the black market. So it's simple. The big mafia, the big banks, made narcotics illegal at the end of Prohibition because they'd made their biggest profits ever when they got alcohol criminalized by manipulating the Christian lobby. That's all on record. So they could increase profits. Profits went up, I don't know, 5,000%, some estimates are, on liquor profits. The police were corrupted. Everything was corrupted. And when that ended, the year after they made alcohol legal again, after that decade of Prohibition, they, in the early 30s, made narcotics illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, speed, anything you wanted at the local drugstore. And you would go and your child would have a Coca-Cola with a scoop of ice cream that you know had a large amount of cocaine in it. Maybe you'd have a Dr. Pepper, had some cocaine. And you know, your child would have some cocaine, and then you and they'd bounce off the walls, and then, you know, you would have them come down, you'd give them some syrup, some cough syrup, some laudanum at night to make them calm down. Of course, you were taking drugs as well. But the point is, much lower level of people took drugs back then. And you can look at those statistics. But drug abuse was much, 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 much lower. Now, there it is, cocaine toothache drops for children. If you just type in cocaine sold in drugstores, 15 cents for how many doses? You guys found a ton of stuff. What did you type in to find that? C Sears and Roebuck cocaine into Google search images, and that's what it brings up for it. And yeah, you could order via Sears and Roebuck, too, 50 cases of cocaine if you wanted to. And there was less drug use. But if you're ever out in the country, you got an old home place, and you're digging around, it's very valuable to do this. In fact, I should do it. I could make a lot of money doing it to help fund the operation. You could go dig into old junk piles in the countryside, and you will find thousands of laudanum, which is opium and cocaine, bottles, you name it. And you can read the old Coca-Cola labels, you know, that says how much cocaine it had in it. But, of course, you tell a yuppie that Coca-Cola has cocaine or had cocaine in it. It has decaffeinated cocaine still in it. That's the, quote, mystery ingredient. It's not a mystery. It's denatured cocaine. That's the flavor of cocaine with sugar. And people are like, no, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's called Coke. It's called Coke for a reason. I know people don't believe that. It's a wild conspiracy theory, but Coca-Cola is cocaine cola. It's like a cocaine sarsaparilla. That sarsaparilla is a root, like root beer. But the whole point is that this is the way it works. And they said, man, why are we letting all these little companies ship this in, and all these little drugstores and apothecaries? Why are we just make it illegal? We'll ship it right into the kids. We'll have anti-drug programs to teach the kids how to use it. And we will take this country over. And they did it. And great job. And by the way, you know, you had more than 15 drug cartels in Mexico just a decade ago. We had Celia Castillo on, retired DEA agent, Vietnam veteran, former Border Patrol agent before that. He was Vietnam, Border Patrol, then DEA. And you know, he said, no, they're funding Sinaloa and Los Zetas to actually take out the other 10 groups, and then they're going to have them take each other out. And they've offered for me to be trained to train with U.S. military at King Ranch. The paramilitaries to go start the war. Mexico's going to collapse. I said this on my show 7 years ago. We had video then, simulcast. Those videos are online. And then it all broke loose. We broke it on this show on record. And I don't even like breaking stuff. I'd rather it be in the news and then cover it because it's less dangerous for us. By the way, they came and set him up with guns and put him in prison for that. For selling his neighbor a shotgun. The state police with the ATF came and got him. Because you're not going to cut in on the drugs. So that's what's going on. And there's a New York Times headline from 2011. DEA launders Mexican profits of drug cartels. Yeah, the DEA is listening to all your phones, your email, everything on record. This has now been released 3 months ago, but we already knew this, to find out who's shipping in drugs that isn't authorized by the big banks that own the country through fraud. And now it's come out. And then when they want to go set you up, anything, they will then create fake cases to do it and go lie to the court how they got evidence. So that's how it works, folks. When you become a drug enforcement agency person, unless you're a total idiot on what they call the white side of things that pushes paper and busts low-level people, they're all sitting in the back office laughing at you. They are all drug dealers. I mean, basically, the intel I've got from high-level sources is, a couple of years ago, we passed the line of more than half the FBI are now corrupt, more than half the DEA, and they're all the top half. And they literally make jokes and laugh all day at all of the people that aren't corrupt. It's a huge joke. Just like with Frank Serpico talking about how it was a big joke that he wouldn't take money. And he was the only cop in the narcotics, entire New York narcotics, I had him on the show, the only one that didn't take drug money, that didn't. And by the way, the reason Serpico wouldn't do this was he was a moral guy. Plus, he saw the rackets, that it was involved in child trafficking, everything else. And he said to him, he goes, this isn't just drugs, guys. Because he's more of a liberal. He's for decriminalization. He said, this stuff is connected to everything. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to be part of. And so they shot him in the face. And it is the incredible naivete of the general public, the off-the-chart naivete that allows this to continue to go on. I mean, just stop being naive. I mean, I've probably walked over to 100 tables of police all over the country and in England and other places and said, hey, you guys know the big banks launder all the drug money? They'll go, yeah, we do. Well, why don't you do something about that? Hey, man, they just tell us what we can do. You need to go change that in Congress, Alex. Sometimes I know who I am. And I'm like, but you still stopped me at a checkpoint and asked if I got drugs. Yeah, we just do what we're told. And if you don't mind, we're having a conversation here, buddy. That's how they act. Yeah, we know government deals of drugs now. I'm eating my lunch. Leave me alone. But then when they pull you over, got any drugs in here? What's going on in here? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you're eating your lunch? Leave you alone? How about you leave me alone driving down the road? How about you stop acting like I did something? That's what I'm talking about. How about you stop finding teenagers with drugs and then throwing them in prison where real criminals get them, and then under pressure, those teenagers become hardened criminals? The system's a fraud. We got the biggest prison population in the world. It's all designed to destroy us and corrupt us. And that's what I'm saying. And the whole thing's a stinking fraud. And everybody knows it. And I'm tired of it. Now, who doesn't know it is good old boys out in the countryside. They know they love guns. They know they love Jesus. They love freedom. They love George Washington. They're the best people, but the worst people. My magazine got distributed in Northeast Texas where I got family. And I got phone calls and stuff, and they said, and these are smart people, but they said, Alex, the community's proud of you, but they're talking. You're promoting marijuana in your magazine. So we had a sponsor with hemp soap and hemp powder that has zero THC. There's hundreds of varieties of hemp. Only a few have THC in them. Totally legal. And I said to them, I said, yeah, but do you understand that's what they make rope out of? Makes better cotton than cotton. It's I mean, do you understand it's one of the most amazing plants out there on record medically? And they go, yeah, but it's the marijuana. No, it's not. So, see, they think marijuana is so bad that even if it's the type that doesn't have any THC in it, it'd be like if you were drinking Buckler non-alcoholic beer that for large, long periods when I don't drink any, you know, I'm out with friends, I'll drink one of those because I like to taste a beer. That's like saying you're bad drinking Buckler. But you're not even smoking this stuff. This is soap, and this is hemp powder, protein, really good for your heart. They're like, we know that, but it just looks bad. See, they think, oh, dirty drugs. Oh, my gosh, marijuana. Oh, my gosh, that's what the Mexicans smoke. That's how they sold it. It was called hemp before, but they used not even racism, but just people didn't know the name when they got marijuana made felony in the 30s. They ran news videos or newsreels before movies of where people smoke, you know, Westerns, where you smoke one hit off marijuana and a bunch of crazy Mexicans then kill the whole town. They go, from Mexico and the Mexicans, marijuana. And then they would have other ones where like crazy midgets murder everybody. I'm not kidding. These are the movies they made. And Reefer Madness, where you smoke it and you murder everybody. And so they banned hemp growing in this country when we were the number one hemp producers in the world. Better than cotton, better for sales, better for rope, and no THC. They even banned that, and the churches said, burn it, burn it. And people were arrested that kept growing hemp. George Washington grew hemp. He grew the type that got you high. In fact, I've read the accounts. George Washington, when he had toothaches, his doctor said, go to the apothecary and get yourself the toothache hemp. They called it toothache or stomach hemp. Because if you had a toothache or you had a stomachache, they told you, get this in your pipe and draw it into your lungs. That'll help with the stomachache. But see, this is how ignorant we are now. George Washington, when he had a toothache, would load up his tobacco pipe and smoke THC. By the way, I don't like it. I don't use it. My point is, we've got the banks laundering the drugs, running the drugs, controlling the drugs. They hate marijuana because that's something you can grow, so they don't control that. And that's why there's a war on marijuana, because that's the only thing the drug dealers don't control. And they want to control it and ship it in out of Latin America and make the profit off that, too. And here it is in the New York Times and the El Paso Times and El Universal and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What all came out in court is that they were doing it all for the U.S. government, and the leader of the cartel was a CIA asset. And you're like, well, why did this even come out? Because one group of the government that wasn't corrupt ended up busting him. The whole government's not bad. But let me tell you what happens to FBI agents and DEA agents that don't play ball. Just like Serpico, they kill them, or they audit them, or they set them up, or they cheat on their wife and they blackmail them, or they simply call them up. They come right into their offices. I've interviewed them, and they say, listen, how are your kids doing? Well, they're doing all right. Yeah, Jimmy and Carol, yeah, your little daughter, yes, she's doing pretty good. She was at basketball the other day. Yeah, I wonder if she's going to – it'd be sorry if something happened to her, you know. Man, she's got a big life ahead of her. And I've talked to cops, FBI, DEA, federal marshals, Secret Service. They'll say, what do you mean? And I say, you know what I mean. Kids die sometimes. Sometimes they get kidnapped first, though, and raped and tortured. Man, I don't want anything to happen to your daughter or your son. And sometimes the guys get up and go, I'll kick your ass. And they'll go, really? We saw who dropped your daughter off today. Go ahead and kick my ass. We're going to kill your daughter. You got that straight? Now you keep your mouth shut. Is that clear? Keep your mouth shut or we're going to shoot you in the face like Serpico. We'll be right back. Grow up, America. Stop being naive. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Understands that all the narcotics that are illegal today were sold over the counter until the 1930s when they got rid of prohibition. They need a new racket. And, you know, I pointed out that you can go out to any farmstead or area and dig into the soil and find all those collectible bottles that are worth hundreds of dollars a piece in some cases, not because there's drugs in them, there's dirt in them, but because they are a collectible. Just a little side issue. But here it is, confirmed, the DEA struck a deal. They call it a deal. No, they set these cartels up with Mexico's most notorious drug cartel to let them ship in billions of dollars of drugs for information provided on cartels. Yes, because they were their army to go in and control it. Sinaloa, led by El Chapo Guzman, supplied 80% of the drugs entering the Chicago area and has a presence in cities across the U.S. Yeah, Chicago is one of the main distribution hubs anywhere. The trains, the planes, they all come in. The police are on the take, and that's why they use Chicago as their narcotics trafficking command base. Miami, Houston, Los Angeles, I mean, it's just incredible. The Border Patrol, the DEA, they're all there to stop small-time operators from driving down the prices. Just like the FDA is there to make sure nobody can sell vitamins and minerals that could actually help people, so that only Big Pharma has control of the racket. It's all about monopolies and turf with the New World Order. And the NSA is there to give the global mafia the intel it needs to dominate society. Excuse me. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the next hour, the nanny Secretary of Defense, soldiers came this close to having their personal lives micromanaged by the social engineer of the Big Apple. We got to write an article about this. What a nightmare scenario. The anti-gun guy that says guns should be confiscated at gunpoint in control of the armed forces, Mayor Bloomberg. Robert Gates put out a statement that he would have hired Michael Bloomberg as possible replacement as Secretary of Defense, and Bloomberg is now being looked at down the road for that. The guy that tried to use New York City and his billions of dollars from Wall Street scams to then go after the rest of the country, the states and cities, and ban our guns by fiat, he wants control of the military. It doesn't matter. Globalists like him are already in control of the military. It's just they're going to make it official. It's going to be totally official with the Federal Reserve. And all these major posts are run by open anti-gun New World Order globalists, a lot of them from Israel and places like France and England. I mean, our country is run by foreigners, foreign technicians that will come in and do whatever they're told at any time. So that's just some of the news that is coming up. We're also going to look at some moves by Congress to supposedly rein in the NSA. That's really a whitewash, but that's coming up. We're going to look at this deal with Iran that's got a lot of people pretty freaked out. We're also going to look more at that Wall Street Journal article dealing with the U.S. being a horrible place to do business, from being rated the best place to do business, now one of the worst places to do business. And we're also going to look at some of the big developments with Google. That is all coming up. But don't worry, Obama has hired one of his personal friends, to a big Democrat, to run the IRS investigation, and criminal charges not expected in IRS probe. Really? Criminal charges aren't expected of the mafia murdering, child trafficking government? Really? Really?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.